January 6th. The FBI had 26 confidential human sources there that day. 26. A confidential human source is a guy the FBI pays to spy for them. Of the 26 confidential human sources who were in D.C. on Jan 6th, 4 entered the Capitol during the riot. An additional 13 entered the restricted area around the Capitol. So more than a dozen FBI spies participated in the so-called insurrection. A bunch of them broke into the Capitol. Their own inspector general says this is what happened. But that's not what they told you when they testified under oath.
And those who were there in an undercover capacity on January 6th, how many were there?
Again, I'm not sure that I can give you that number as I sit here. I'm not sure there were undercover agents on scene.
I thought I heard you say you didn't know whether there were FBI agents or informants or human sources in the Capitol or in the vicinity on January 6th. Did I misunderstand you? I thought that's what you said.
Well, I referred very specifically to undercover agents.
Yeah. And so are you acknowledging then there were undercover agents?
As I sit here right now, I do not believe there were undercover agents on scene.
The inspector was hiding something, so Congress asked the question a different way. Listen.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people? No, we did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray,
confidential
human gentlemen's sources. Time.
Ray's right. The FBI didn't have undercover agents at January 6th. They had confidential human sources. So what's the difference? Well, a confidential human source doesn't get health insurance or a pension. They're just freelancing for the feds. Rats in MAGA hats. They're basically paid informants that the FBI runs at headquarters. A lot of these FBI rats get picked up on some other charge. They get sat down and the FBI says, you're going to work for me now. And if you don't, you're looking at 20 years to life. So these guys say, yes, sir. And they cozy up to people like the Proud Boys and anyone the feds wants to watch and control from the inside. And these confidential human sources are under pressure to deliver. What does deliver mean? It means intelligence and big busts that get the FBI good headlines. According to the Inspector General report, the spies were feeding the FBI intel that said January 6th was going to get a little hairy. But FBI headquarters did nothing about it and then lied to Congress and said they did. So why did headquarters let January 6th get so out of hand? And what were all these FBI spies doing that day and the days before? Were they riling everyone up like they did in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot? In that case, the FBI informants instigated the plot. They even used an FBI credit card to buy the ammo, supplies, and hotel rooms. Did the FBI pay for Jan 6 hotel rooms? We don't know. Remember, the media and the Democrats said this whole thing was a conspiracy.
Where do you think this idea comes from, that this was somehow done by the feds?
I heard that one of the debaters said it was an inside job. It's an inside job on the part of Donald Trump and his henchmen.
Republicans have blamed the FBI and said it was an inside job.
It certainly was not an inside job by FBI agents or Antifa. They go around blaming it on Antifa and FBI agents.
Well, how did the media know it wasn't an inside job when the FBI had 26 of their people on the inside? January 6th certainly benefited the media, the FBI and the Democrats. 1,500 arrests humiliated Trump, got him impeached, criminalized the MAGA movement. Trump got indicted over January 6th, remember? They tried to throw him in prison over this. The January 6th committee, it's all Democrats did for 2 years. Why didn't the committee find any of these snitches? They did a one-sided investigation and teed up Garland to charge Trump so they could run against a convicted felon. So the media is going to apologize, right? No. The media today is cherry-picking the report to say there were no undercover agents there on January 6th. The whole thing's a conspiracy. These aren't articles. They're FBI press releases. And they wonder why their ratings are trash and no one trusts them. It's because of this. They don't want the truth. They want to hide it if it hurts the left. And they can't admit they were wrong because it's too embarrassing. And they were a part of the cover-up. But the FBI is worse than the media. The FBI knew what was in this report. They covered it up before the election. And then the director says he's resigning the day before it comes out. Give me a break. This kind of sliminess is why Trump nominated Kash Patel. I wonder what else Cash is going to find in the bureau when he looks under the hood.
As a former federal prosecutor and a public defender who defended a lot of these types of cases, what you need to show is whether or not the FBI and government agents were using undercover operatives and informants on the day of January 6th. Once you prove that, then you defeat the insurrection narrative with the FBI's own documentation.
And what does this report do to the January 6th defendants? None of the confidential informants were arrested or charged. These guys were right alongside everyone, walking into the Capitol. But you're in prison for years? Now, if you're a defense attorney for a Jan 6er and this drops after the case was decided, that could change everything. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says this, quote, "There is a question of why the confidential human sources who entered the Capitol were not charged as part of an operation that the Justice Department described as an effort to shock and awe, targeting everyone involved that day. This report does not find specific wrongdoing or direction from confidential human sources in the rioting. Congress, however, is likely to seek more information on these sources and their conduct on the day." Are you allowed to commit crimes as a spy for the FBI and not get charged? Because they said this was the greatest attack on democracy ever. Said it was up there with 9/11. Traitors, they said, seditionists. They're off scot-free. You can try to overthrow the government if you're an FBI rat and just walk away. Congress has to find out. And what does this mean for pardons? I mean, the Hunter Biden pardon already greased the runway for Trump, but this report's all the ammo Trump needs. He told Time magazine, "It's going to start in the first hour, maybe the first 9 minutes." Now, if I were president, I don't think I'd pardon J6ers who were slugging cops, but if you were wandering around peacefully, come on. And it's not just Kash Patel that's going to clean house. Tulsi's on deck.
I'm here with Tulsi Gabbard. She's here on the Hill meeting with my colleagues. She's going to be a great DNI, a Director of National Intelligence. It's a really important job. It oversees all of our intelligence agencies. And it's in need of reform. I think everybody would admit that. And so we need to bring in a reformer.
Now, the deep state's never been this backed into a corner, ever. We have Trump assassination files that we want to release, JFK assassination files, COVID files, Epstein, Diddy. What about that pipe bomb? Is the FBI still working on that one? Who planted that? It's just another conspiracy theory that you were right about. The lab leak, the laptop, and now Jan 6. No wonder Biden's under pressure to dish out more pardons. Who knows how high this thing goes?
Who's that?
Some tough guy.
Who didn't? Who are they talking about?
The police.
No sense of urgency, okay?
Wow.
I don't care what they say. They should have a much more anticipation about the National Guard.
Members want this impeachment. Yes, Joe.
I'm going to the opening, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to put Henry on. Also in the room is Jamie Fleet and Terry and myself. And okay. Obviously Henry is going to go through the opening with you, okay? I'm putting you on speaker.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to start reading. Yesterday, the President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history. In calling for this seditious act, the president has committed an unspeakable assault against our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the vice president to remove this president by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the vice president and cabinet do not act, the Congress will impeach the president once more. Justice will be done to those who carried out these acts, which were acts of sedition. To those who strove to deter us from our responsibility, you have failed. This assault did not divert the Congress from our solemn constitutional purpose to validate the overwhelming election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Despite the desecration of our Capitol, we upheld in front of the country and the world the bedrock principle that the people are sovereign and that they hold the power to choose their leaders through the ballot. And those who fail to prevent the assault on our Capitol must be held to account. That is why I'm calling for the resignation of Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund. We salute all who sacrificed to keep members, staff, and the Capitol Hill community safe. But yesterday was a profound failure.
No, wait a minute. Let me just say this. I think our focus has to be on the president. Let's not divert ourselves. We're going to have an after-action review. I've never liked Sun. I think he should have been gone a long time ago.
Ma'am, the press is very focused on this. Schumer just now a political breaking news alert that Schumer is going to fire the Senate sergeant at arms.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. But it's immaterial. The heads are rolling is what we're saying.
Well, I don't want to have it on a par with the insurrection and the impeachment and the rest of that. If they ask, I will respond, but I'm not doing it on a par because it's a diversionary tactic.
Understood. So we can pull this card out. Audrey's going to finish this card. We can pull it out for Q&A.
Okay. And then we can't say we will impeach him. We can say we'll call for it. We don't know because we don't have all the blue dogs with us on this subject.
Curious.
So let's look at the words. Okay, what else you got?
Okay, so just finishing.
And I would just say and to declare every day at the Capitol a national security event. That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
What a mess. What a mess. Did you have any confidence in this? I mean, son, what do you think then?
I think that it was the plan that they briefed on with the number of stakeholders that have signed off on it. We had some anxiety just about the president.
How many times before today?
Oh, he was on our first choice before today. No. We've always been skeptical of. Always been skeptical of some. He's terrible relationships with the union. He's particularly been, I think, not great handling the coronavirus pandemic with the workforce. He has done some good things well. He's hired well at the sort of third tier rank. He's done some good things on the operational side. But he's not a strong leader. He's not a strong leader.
Maybe we can say it this way. We can say, why don't we salute the for the failure of leadership at the top of the Capitol Police, and that's why I'm calling for the resignation. So let's soften it to ground, and then to the failure of leadership at the top.
That's good.
And then...
It's on Irby.
There's no use keeping somebody around who's going to blow it, right? That, you know.
You're going to have a transition period anyway, Derby. Yeah. You're going to have a transition period.
He's already gone. He's already gone.
Who? Paul Irving?
Yeah, we've been holding on his retirement.
No, I understand that, but he wasn't gone before the inauguration, is that correct?
Only as a favor to us.
I don't care. I'm just talking about what is this?
Yeah,
what is
the inauguration? He's going to stay through February.
Mm-hmm.
Until we found a replacement.
But was he just incapable? I mean, he's a Secret Service guy.
He in our conversation with him immediately preceding this meeting, was very transparent about what he thought of the mistakes that he made were, which were underestimating the crowd size and underestimating the president's influence inside the crowd.
Then I will say that further I'm announcing that Paul has offered his resignation.
He hasn't done that. Although specifically,
we'll get asked him to.
Yeah, I can ask him very.
I'm sorry to cut to the chase.
No, I'm 15. Okay. You want to call him now and ask him to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sure.
Who's that?
Hi.
He's in.
McGovern's in the chair now, and they're proceeding.
Who's in the chair?
Mr. McGovern.
So what's the prospect? We're going to stay here all day, the rest of our lives, or what? We're here until what? Until the National Guard decides to come and get rid of these people? The stupidity of this, and I take full responsibility.